Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Dorothy and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading. It is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 12 through 19. This gospel is incredible. It is a gospel that actually calls me on. And what I mean by calling me on, it actually opens my heart to rely on something greater than myself, and that can be scary. So, Holy Spirit, we just ask that you come into our hearts as we read this gospel and convict us of something that we haven't been yet convicted of. So it says, Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and into prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." So as I'm reading this gospel, there is a heaviness in my heart. And you may be wondering, like, when Jesus speaks, why would we feel heaviness? And sometimes heaviness is actually good, and it's from Jesus. And it's actually a feeling that we can feel when he wants us to be greater, or when he says something that rubbed us the wrong way, to ask important questions. And so the reason why this heaviness is on my heart is because Jesus is living in his power and wisdom. And Jesus' power and wisdom is not comparable to our power and our wisdom. So when he speaks, sometimes it's difficult to understand. But when he is speaking, he isn't speaking in a way that he wants us to be confused. He's actually speaking very straightforward and very concise. And so when he's speaking at the very end of this passage, he's saying, "Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death." That's so heavy on my heart because as we're living on this earth, those are the people that are supposed to be the closest to us. And sometimes these differences, the way that the Lord's calling us on, the way that he's speaking that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He's not messing around when he says those things. But when he says those things, some of us actually take it captive and some of us do not. But Jesus calls us to take his words captive. And so the heaviness is actually calling me on because I don't want to be attached to the people that are closest to me and how they feel about me. If Jesus speaks that will actually happen, that it's not abnormal for that to happen, to actually prepare yourself for that to happen. But there are moments when I don't think I want to live that way, and I want to choose the comfortable position where I don't want to speak up when something is wrong, or I don't want to speak up for someone in defense for them. So he's speaking a lot about just our power, but actually power is different. It's kind of like this upside down kingdom where power is actually our weakness. That in our weakness, when we show, "Lord, like, I am weak in this situation, I can't do this alone," he's speaking, but where am I? Where is the Holy Spirit in your life to actually bring that power? And so it's confusing for us because our whole lives we live for this power that is very worldly. And when we say worldly, it means that we're not actually looking forward to the kingdom that we're made for. We're looking for the kingdom that we're in, that we're living temporarily. But that can be so dangerous when we live for the kingdom temporarily. And the reason why is because Jesus actually doesn't want us to be comfortable on this earth, but we made ourselves so comfortable. And so power, when we have power in our weakness, we are allowing the Lord to come in, to transform, to renew us, to give us strength that doesn't actually make sense. When I'm nice to someone that is not nice to me, that actually doesn't make sense to our human nature. We are not used to that. But the Lord is actually speaking that this is possible. Like, will you give me a chance? Will you let me into your life? And so in the beginning of this gospel, I think it really stood out to me. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. Those are huge, huge words because I think as humans, it's like, this is my day. This is what I'm going to do in the morning. This is what I'm going to do in the afternoon. This is what I'm going to do in the evening. But he actually says, like, actually live exactly where you are. Allow me to guide you. Do not prepare what you're going to say, for like his words are more powerful than our own words. And so today I just want to encourage you all to actually think in this upside down kingdom. What does it mean to have power? To have power, does it mean to we reveal our weakness? Or when we have power, does it actually mean to use our voice when we're not supposed to? So the Lord, I think, is asking us questions this morning. And he actually just putting us in a place to be able to receive him, to allow him to be the power, to allow him to show us the wisdom and the truth behind our actions and what we are doing. What are we attached to this earth that may be uncomfortable for us to leave, like our friends, our brothers, our relatives? So this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. Again, my name is Dorothy, and to learn more about Damascus here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you, and know that we are praying for you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.